CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. More evidence Trump was released today in the election subversion case. The evidence was used by special counsel Jack Smith to bring the charges. Our Scott McFarland with the latest.
Trump's team tried hard to get this thing pushed back until about a week after the election. The judge in this case, Washington, D.C. Judge Tanya Chutkan, rejected that argument and made an indication in her ruling that to hold back this information and criminal case information before an election would itself be a form of election interference.
Trump's lawyers argued releasing the material now could also present the appearance of election interference. There are growing hopes that Israel's killing of the leader of Hamas will signal the beginning of the end for the war in Gaza. The National Security Council's John Kirby.
They've made it much more difficult for Hamas to operate and act, plan and execute the way they did on October 7th. So Hamas is in a much, much, much weakened position than it ever was before.
Texas is suing a doctor for providing gender-affirming treatments for minors. It's the first suit filed since a new law banning those treatments. Here's reporter Chris Fox.
The lawsuit accuses Mei Lau, an adolescent medicine physician at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, of violating Senate Bill 14 by illegally providing high-dose cross-sex hormones to 21 patients between the ages of 14 and 17 in order to transition the child's biological sex. The new state law bans puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and gender-related surgeries for minors. The lawsuit goes after the doctor's medical license and $10,000 civil fines per violation.
The impact of the Boeing strike is growing, as Stacy Lynn reports.
Beginning October 28th, approximately 700 Spirit employees will be furloughed for 21 days. The furloughs are in combination with a series of other cost-saving measures, including a hiring freeze and travel and overtime restrictions.
The company is a parts supplier. Russia today returned to Ukraine the bodies of 500 soldiers in the biggest repatriation of war dead since Russia's invasion. Paul Whelan, the Marine veteran recently released by Russia after 5 years in prison there, spoke to CBS's Margaret Brennan about the physical and mental hardships and described a moment when he first arrived back in the U.S. and someone pointed out the Olympics.
There was a TV on and I'm standing by the TV watching and somebody said, oh, it's just the Olympics. I was like, really? Because I hadn't seen the Olympics. And you know, it was women's basketball. And as I'm looking, I said, hey, look, it's Brittany. Brittany's on TV.
Brittany Griner was also held in Russia, but released long before Whelan was. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha County attempt to discourage migrant resettlement was unanimously voted down by a county board committee this week.
We're going to state facts and not fear-mongering, because there's certainly fear-mongering, I believe, in this here.
Supervisor John Morrissey, citing his experience as a police chief and city administrator, opposed the proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray. Waukesha welcomes Senator J.D. Vance on Sunday. The Trump campaign statement says they're intensifying outreach to Catholic voters with a Catholics for Trump event. It'll be held at a company based at the airport at 5. Racine will honor firefighter Max Baer at a memorial service in Memorial Hall downtown today. Baer, who died in a motorcycle crash, served with the Raymond Fire Department for 14 years and recently joined the Racine Fire Department. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Covey will meet for their sole debate tonight at 7. The debate will be broadcast on civic media radio stations across the state, locally on 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks preseason ends with a loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Dallas 109-84. Doc Rivers playing a lot of his younger players. What did he think of watching Giannis and Damian Lillard coaching the rookies?
I loved it. I just think we got so many young guys on our team. The way they can be taught right is by obviously the coaches, but really the players. And when we have a group of guys that are invested in our young guys, I think that's going to pay dividends.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers play the Houston Texans Sunday, featuring quarterback C.J. Stroud. The Packers have 17 takeaways this season, the most in the NFL, thanks to new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who says they have a team meeting called The Ball, where all they do is talk about turnovers.
We're talking about it each week. It's not just talk. It's not like hearsay, like, hey, we're going to attack the ball and be good at taking away the ball. We've dedicated a whole meeting to it. When I was in San Francisco with the Niners, Kyle had me do that meeting every Thursday for 2 years.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our high temperatures both today and tomorrow to the upper 60s, and then we get bumped up to the mid-70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
The Four Tops on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Friday. We've just about made it to the weekend. Well, are you a new parent? Do you find yourself squabbling with your partner? It's not unusual. A new study found new parents will have more than 2,500 disagreements in the first year of their baby's life. That's about 7 a day. These disagreements, which are sometimes arguments, are over things like parents' sleep schedules, who should get up in the night with the baby, housework not getting done, money, and work schedules.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Clap!
WR Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and high school football, WRJN. Dick Rosseffa wraps up the regular season tonight. Dick?
So our pregame will be at 5:30 with kickoff at 6 p.m. sharp. Park will be visiting Kenosha Indian Trail in Kenosha.
All right, Dick Rosseffa, high school football tonight, 5:30, WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sound of a carousel. Mm, you can
can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, we were just talking about high school football. If you're headed out to a game tonight, clear with a low of 45. Nice weekend in store. Tomorrow, sunny and 69. Sunday, sunny and 74.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, 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 save, love, the love's travel and salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Yeah. to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Hits WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. Voting rights groups are ramping up their efforts after young adults in Wisconsin got intimidating text messages about voting. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote this November. And so getting a text like that would certainly be really alarming.
Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine's mayor and U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde came together for a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week. It was at the newly completed Breakwater 233 apartment complex. The over 200-unit development on Lake Avenue is a project of Hovde's development company and began welcoming residents last month. The Franklin mayor's law enforcement career has come to an unexpected end as he retires from the Waterford Police Department. It comes amid an ongoing investigation into John Nelson. There isn't much known about that investigation, which led to Nelson's suspension in August, along with two other officers. Officials at this point said it's a personnel issue rather than a criminal matter. The Racine County District Attorney's Office is part of the investigation. About $9 million of work is getting done to the ballpark in the offseason. People going to Brewers games next year can expect enhanced experiences as the stadium undergoes upgrades. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports those include replacing loge-level seats, modernizing the stadium signage, and installing a new chiller system. The projects aim to improve overall fan comfort. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our high temperatures both today and tomorrow to the upper 60s, and then we get bumped up to the mid-70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song from the Beach Boys. It was on this date in 1988, Stephen M. Love, the brother of Beach Boys singer Mike Love, pleaded guilty in L.A. Municipal Court to one count of grand theft. Why? He embezzled more than $900,000 from the Beach Boys when acting as their manager.
We come on this loop, John B.
Sooner or later, girl, you got to give in. Sooner or later.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So, listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena. Yours too.
just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Have you been listening every weekday in October to Cindy Huber and her artist of record? Each weekday between 9 and 10 a.m., Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, you're going to want to be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win the vinyl album from that artist, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player so you can play the music you win. And that drawing happens October 25th. Timeless hits sound best on vinyl, and you can win them weekdays in October with Cindy Huber and WRJN.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Do you
27 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, CCR.
Built a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Clean a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning. Proud mirror keep on.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water. She's a fisherman's daughter.